Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Joining me now is candidate Paul Dans. He is running in the crowded primary against Senator Lindsey Graham. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tara.
So let's dive right in. I'll ask you the first question I ask all candidates. Congratulations. You're the new senator from South Carolina. It's day one. You go into the office to begin doing that one thing that's the most important to you. What is the first thing you do?
Ending these endless wars, really making sure that America first means America first, putting investment back here at home and not, you know, shipping $300 billion abroad for Ukraine. You know, I would make sure that we work with the administration and actually help achieve the peace, not stand in the way of it. And that's what Lindsey's been doing. So redoing, pulling down some of those laws, bringing together folks. This is what I did. I was the architect of Project 2025, and that's supplying about 80% of what the Trump administration's now done in this first 8 months of the year. So really helping move those items along as well, helping advance the president's agenda.
Paul Dans, as you, I know you know, the media used 2025. They lied about it. And really, honestly, I think almost libeled you. But by the time the election was over, President Trump did distance himself from you and Project 2025. At least that's the way it's described. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, look, probably other than President Trump, no one has caused more liberal tears than I have. Project 2025 was born right here in South Carolina at my kitchen table 2.5 years ago. It became a global juggernaut. But it was really bringing together thousands of conservatives under the auspices of the Heritage Foundation, where I was recruited to stand this project up, but make sure the president was ready to roll day one. So it's really powered this whole Trump administration. And indeed, look, the libs, they lied about it. But, you know, President Trump ultimately won in a landslide. These are very popular ideas. They're everything from reinstating the service members who were forced out because they refused to take the jab, to undoing the Department of Education, putting education back in the hands of parents and local localities. You know, everything from shutting down Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I put that chapter right in the book. Our book was downloaded 20 million times and really set the table for what conservatives wanted to see. So, you know, President Trump was advised by some of his campaign people to knock it. Ultimately, though, look, they picked up everything and they're putting it in place. And that's what's gratifying to see. It's not about, you know, the glory, but certainly, you know, as they say, if it's a sin to covet honor, I'll be one of the most offending souls alive. This has to happen. We have to save this republic. And I'm an MIT problem solver. I went to University of Virginia School of Law, was twice elected president of Federalist Society. I've been at this movement for 30 years. And I realized after serving in the Trump administration in the first term, we had to be ready to roll day one. And that's how I spent the last 3 years of my life, you know, going up to Washington every week, kissing my wife and kids goodbye here down in Charleston and making sure that the next conservative president could just keep coming day after day, wave after wave with conservative hits. And that's what they're doing. So I, you know, I think that that's the truth. The president now has embraced Project 2025. It's inevitable. It really, you know, look, the administration, those were all the guys I worked with. I hired Russ Vogt, you know, and he is one of the deep state slayers, but I brought him to work on Project 2025 and conceive this whole thing. And that's what really upset the left, that we were able to have a systemized way of getting ourselves together and working as one. And that when conservatives were the majority, after all, folks, we have to stop being divided and we have to restore this country. And that's what we've done with Project 2025 and getting Trump ready.
Paul Danz, what you say is actually true. Even Politico has admitted it. They wrote, Paul Danz, the ousted director of Project 2025, says he's delighted Trump is implementing his agenda after all. So Politico agrees. Liberal media agrees that about 80% of that Trump agenda came from you, came from your Project 2025. I got to ask you, though, because Lindsey Graham is going to use this against you. It looks like, and I'm reading in from the outside, that Trump might have also gotten you pushed out at the Heritage Foundation because 2025, at least during the campaign, became a liability for him. Trump now credits 2025 as, you know, giving him a lot of these ideas. In fact, he did it over the last couple of weeks. So that's, I mean, that is a powerful testament to you. But Lindsey Graham likes to focus on, hey, he got, you know, fired. He got pushed out, you know, when the left was lying about 2025, making it sound like some crazy plan. Did that happen? Did Trump get you pushed out? Did he get you fired?
No, look, I resigned because the project was finished. You know, that was what we always planned. It was delivered under budget and ahead of schedule, as the president would say, and right after the nominating conventions. Look, I'll give Lindsey Graham credit for one thing, making me go into politics. He is the career politician who flip-flops for 30 years in Washington. He's totally corrupt and compromised. He's everything encapsulated in one that we should move out. He's a warmonger. He does not live our values. He's 70 years old. He's childless. He's never raised a family. He knows nothing about taking care of a sick kid, nothing about getting hit with a $3,000 or $10,000 hospital bill for a loved one. He doesn't sit in the traffic here in Somerville trying to get in to Charleston. He runs around, you know, on four-day weekends holding hands with dictators. Meanwhile, you know, he has wasted the inheritance of these kids. No one can afford the American dream anymore. He doesn't go to the grocery shop store at night and see the prices tick up another 40 cents, a buck, you know. Eggs are in some places like pushing $9. This is a guy totally divorced from life on the ground. He gave up on our state years ago. So look, the reality with Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation, it was my honor to lead it. There was a little bit of fake news. Heritage Foundation came out and clarified that. And even President Roberts, Kevin, said, hey, Paul is a patriot and we actually need more people like him running for office. So Lindsey doesn't have a thread to run on. He only has a record to run from. And there really is nothing really derogatory of me. I'm a dad of four. I have 2 degrees from MIT. You know, I'm full-blooded deplorable, as I like to say. My parents were both come from working class stock. My dad was a Vietnam vet. My uncles and grandfather were World War II heroes. They all came back to their factory towns only to see the work shipped abroad. I've been fighting against this globalization. I've been in the trenches every day for President Trump for the last 11 years. When Lindsey was, you know, if Lindsey had his way, there never would have been a President Trump. He's the guy who's saying, tell Donald Trump to go to hell, famously. I was there in Pennsylvania in 16 in the legal war room as a volunteer, making sure Trump won Pennsylvania. I went into the admin. I was one of his most successful appointees. I've actually fired people in the deep state. I am a deep state slayer. I fire bureaucrats. I set the entire tone for the second administration by building Project 2025. I was there in Georgia and fighting for the president. I seen the election. I'm a rigged and stolen guy. Talk to me about election integrity. And I don't think we have time tonight, but today. But these are the critical issues I fought for and I will fight for in Washington. You'll finally get a fighter who stands up for the issues important to you.
Yeah, and you make a great point that you hired Russ Vought, and now Russ Vought is really, you know, the architect for Project 2025, the architect of a lot of what Trump is doing budget-wise. Lindsey Graham goes to his own home county. He's standing on a stage with Trump, and he gets booed. Yet somehow he keeps getting elected, and unfortunately Trump has, despite him getting booed in his own hometown, I can't believe this, Trump has endorsed Lindsey Graham. How are you going to overcome that, Paul Danz, as a candidate?
Well, yeah, there's good news on all those fronts. One, obviously, President Trump endorsed him back in February. I got on in the race here at the very end of July and August, so we've only really been running here for 6 weeks, and I wasn't on the radar. Look, Lindsey extracted that endorsement. He was head of the budget committee. Yeah. You know, he has never birthed any kids, but he birthed that big, beautiful monstrosity, if you will, another $5 trillion of debt. Look, his 30 years in Washington, he went there with $7 trillion in national debt, is $37 trillion. This is Mr. Deficit spending. He got us to these problems in the first place. You know, his endless wars, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, you know, Syria, you name it, this guy's advocated for it. So getting over it, the boos and pickings are only going to get louder. They reverberated. They were heard again in Somerville. They were heard again in Columbia on election night. You know, the president isn't going to want to get on the stage with this guy. He literally had to phone it in to Columbia at that Silver Elephant RNC gala. And, you know, it's tepid. Basically, Lindsey, the good news is our polling is showing great signs. Lindsey is in catastrophic territory. We have him under 50%, well in the middle 40s. And I've doubled my share in just 6 weeks. We're Lindsey's at 46, I'm at 22, and Mr. Lynch fell from 10 to 4%. So this is a battle now of two men. This is me, the actual swamp drainer, the Mr. Danz goes to Washington, the political outsider who's actually worked for MAGA for the last 12 years, been at every major battle, been in the trenches, versus the guy that we're fighting against, the career established bureaucrat who warmonger, who has $20 million in his coffer through kickbacks and blood money. A guy who says, look.
Paul Danz, let me stop you there because I got a question for you. Hold on. And I got about 30 seconds left, but I really want to get this in. You talked about the size of Lindsey Graham's war chest. How are you going to match that? How much money have you raised so far?
We are going to patriots all over. People listening to this, go to pauldanz.com and give. We don't need to match that. We need to get an amount that's going to get our truth out. We have truth on our side, but we're asking patriots all over the country. This is not a South Carolina problem. This is an America problem to get this warmonger out. So we will be going with Project 2025. I have a lot of national exposure, and also big pocketed people are going to get behind us. So lots coming this month, the exciting stuff, but pauldanz.com, and we're going to do this. This is the people's Senate seat. We're going to rip it out of the hands of the deep state and put it back to the good people of South Carolina.
Paul Danz, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WOR.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
RD.
This next statistic stopped me in my tracks today. Young men in some Chicago neighborhoods face an even more violent and deadly situation than U.S. troops did during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's according to new research in the JAMA Medical Journal. They found the risk of a man between 18 and 29 being killed in a shooting in one of Chicago's most dangerous neighborhoods was higher than the death rate for U.S. soldiers in those wars. Now, here are some of the shocking numbers they found. In the Chicago zip code 60624, the homicide rate for young men is more than 1,200 for every 100,000 people. Now, compare that to U.S. troops who were heavily engaged in combat in Iraq, where the death rate was just 675 for every 100,000 people.
Kash Patel, director of the FBI, says the size of the illegal immigrant gangster army on Chicago streets is about 110,000. And the good news is over the last month, we've rounded up 1,500 of them, so that's good. As J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson stand in the way, and Pritzker was pretty clear in an interview he just did. He just doesn't want illegals picked up, even when they threaten to kill ICE agents or attempt to actually try with $10,000 bounties on their heads. Here's Pritzker saying the quiet part out loud.
What's your message, final question, to the people here of the state of Illinois, the people of the city of Chicago, as this incursion by the federal government, these troops are on the streets of your state, of this city? What do you want them to do? There's a big protest scheduled for 5:30 p.m. tonight.
Well, first, we've made sure that people know their rights and they know how to find out what their rights are, because we don't want them picked up off the street just because they happen to be undocumented.
So he wants to keep his 110,000 strong thug gangster illegal army. Understandable. He's a Democrat. It's what they do. Like you pick up a snake, it bites you. No surprises there. Trump on Truth Social overnight posted, Chicago mayor should be in jail for failing to protect ICE officers. Governor Pritzker also. So Trump's obviously seen the poll by Hillary Clinton's former pollster, Harvard Harris, showing 78% of the public agrees with him. In fact, out of 25 priorities, they rank number 2, removing illegal immigrants with criminal records. So Trump sees this. He's going to double down on it. He's probably going to go for the Insurrection Act. He probably should. Former Speaker, House Speaker Newt Gingrich, is not just probably the best House Speaker of my lifetime. If they were all like Newt, we wouldn't be broke like we were, like we are in this country in terms of the debt that we have. But anyway, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who is also an amazing historian, had a couple notes for Trump on why he should go for the Insurrection Act and shut this down once and for all. Get these illegals out of there.
Look, this is a key test of whether or not, as Lincoln put it, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people is going to survive. I mean, you have a president, a House, and a Senate, which have been elected by the American people. They've taken a clear position. And in the case of getting rid of illegal immigrants, particularly those who are crooks, there's no question that that entire ICE program is legal, legitimate, and acting under the control of the commander-in-chief. So when you start having governors like Pritzker, you start having local officials literally interpose themselves between the federal government and their citizens, you're seeing something which is, by any reasonable standard, an insurrection. And going all the way back to George Washington, who raised an army of 13,000 in order to put down an insurrection in western Pennsylvania. There's been a consistent policy. President Eisenhower sent the 101st Airborne into Little Rock to insist on things. President Johnson sent the 82nd Airborne into Detroit. President Bush, George H.W. Bush, brought out the Insurrection Act of 1792, Washington's Act, when they had riots in Los Angeles in 1992. I mean, we've had these experiences. We've seen these problems. In the end, the Constitution works, and the elected officials under the Constitution have the ability to get done what the American people ask for. And those state and local officials who try to block it are engaged in insurrection. And in that sense, I think they're liable to very serious penalties.
Never seen anything like it.
Well, congratulations, Governor McMaster. You've notched another kill, my friend. You did it again. their refusal to go after the 105,000 illegal immigrants that live in the state of South Carolina. One of them, Camarino Antonio Hernandez, started drinking at 6 a.m., he told officers. Drank all day, he said, before he got in his van around 4 o'clock and went driving. Or tried to? Yeah, around that time, an Horry County Schools employee, beautiful woman, made the mistake of walking on the sidewalk in Henry McMaster, South Carolina. But like I said, he'd been drinking since 6 a.m. Couldn't really stay on the road, kind of hard when you drink all day. He didn't have a license. His van ran onto the sidewalk as he hit the victim on Highway 707 near Starbuck Lake Road. Just plowed into her. Witness who followed the van to a nearby parking lot saw the driver identified as Hernandez getting medical treatment. Troopers could smell, quote, an odor of an alcoholic beverage coming from him, unquote. Said he was glassy, had bloodshot eyes and slurred speech. He went to the hospital. He told one trooper he'd been drinking since 6 a.m. and on account it was 4:25 when he killed her. It was probably pretty wasted, Governor. I told you I was going to blame every one of these on you, and I'm doing that right now because you wouldn't lift a finger. You wouldn't do it. What did Donald Trump ask you in February, sir? He asked you to do what Ron DeSantis has done. Deputize every one of our law enforcement agents at the state level, every highway patrol trooper. Why won't you do it? I know why. Because all your buddies you play golf with like to use that legal immigrant labor, save a little bit of money using the federal felony level tax evasion scheme you guys love so much. That's why. She's dead because of you, Governor. Now, we'll never know. We'll never know. And it would haunt me if I was the governor. I mean, you know. We'll never know if Camarino Antonio Hernandez would have moved on to another state had you implemented that like Ron DeSantis. See, Ron DeSantis down in Florida has actually answered Trump's call. They've answered it now in Tennessee and in Indiana. In fact, in 8 states, but not you, Governor. Not you. You keep pretending that you don't know I roast you for this all the time. See, in your state, when you're an illegal immigrant and the governor does what Trump asked, which is deputize every single law enforcement officer as a federal deportation officer, a federal border officer, which Trump can do. Every time an illegal immigrant drives to work, every time an illegal immigrant drives to the store, he risks deportation. He gets pulled and you get pulled. They can take you, the police officer who pulls you over, the state trooper who pulls you over, the sled agent who pulls you over, doesn't matter who it is, could be the dog catcher. They can take you in the back of your car, drive that illegal immigrant right to that ICE facility. It makes it very, very, very hard to live here. They're afraid all the time. They should be. And maybe they'll just move on to a different law enforcement environment. But you didn't do that, Governor. You didn't do that. And now she's dead. How do you feel about that? We'll never know. I mean, we will never know. He's awfully comfortable driving drunk on your roads. But then again, you're practically protecting him and the other 105,000 illegal immigrants you're giving sanctuary to, because that's what you're doing. Now, the good news is, Governor, I can't wait for your term to be over. We're going to have a big celebration on that day. South Carolina will have a chance to move forward. The good news is that Alan Wilson and Nancy Mace have agreed that they will deputize every sled agent, every highway patrol trooper, and will also work to deputize police officers in our individual jurisdictions. The ones on the road, not just the ones in the jails. We already have them deputized. It's called, it's the 286 program. So it's a great program. But we need officers who, when they pull an illegal immigrant over, instead of just giving him a ticket, put him in the back and take him to the ICE facility. If they are not deputized, as Trump has explained, and Ron DeSantis has explained, then that agent, that officer of the state of South Carolina cannot take them to the ICE facility. They've got to let the illegal go. Creates a statewide dragnet that operates all the time. They will move on. People don't have to die, Governor. Now, the good news is Alan Wilson and Nancy Mace have both pledged on this show We're going to hold them to it, that they will do that. This is why Ron DeSantis has had to build not one, but two facilities to hold all the people they're picking up. Unfortunately, Pam Evett, when she's come on this show, has dodged me round and round in circles about deputizing everyone, saying she didn't know if she had the manpower to do it. And I explained to her, I said, well, you know, no, it's a manpower multiplier because you pick him up once, you take him to the ICE facility, you never have to pick him up again. And you especially don't have to try him when he kills somebody. A lot of these people have cartel connections. They run drugs. So you get him on their way to the grocery store. They got to eat. Win-win. Now, in her defense, she has said that McMaster and her have supported the 287G program, and they are doing 287G training for select groups of officers. And I think that's only because you're truly won't shut up about this. But that's a dodge. That's not what Trump asked. It's good. It's a good beginning. And it'll, you know, maybe put away small numbers of illegals and get them out of here. But that's not what we need. We need deputization of every single SLED officer, SLED agent, highway patrol officer. Down in Florida, it's hilarious. They've even done like the Department of Natural Resources. They've even done the guys who are the dog catchers. Everybody is deputized. Ron DeSantis went to the legislature to push that legislation. So I blame you, Governor. I blame you. I do. You had a chance. We'll never know if Camarino Antonio Hernandez, who started drinking at 6 a.m., drank till 4, got in that van, couldn't even drive. He hit her on the sidewalk. She was driving. I mean, walking. She's dead. Shame on you, Governor. Shame on you. Can't wait till you are gone. You're a disgrace. An absolute disgrace. And I'm tired of the games. I'm tired of the little, well, we'll train a few of them. I don't want to offend my country club friends who will call me from their factories and say, we need these illegals. No, that's illegal. That's a felony level tax evasion scheme. We employ South Carolinians, not illegals. I know you play golf with these guys, Governor, but you got bloodshed on your hands. And I told you, every one of these I would blame you for, and that is where we are. So I would love if Pam Evett would go all of the way with Nancy Mace and with Alan Wilson and pledge to me that they will fully implement Trump's request. That'd make me happy. But so far, no. Once again, South Carolina makes national news for a ridiculously light sentence. Fox News jumping in there in awe, folks, of our criminal justice system. There's a reason that when members of Congress, one of the most outrageous cases they could find to point out how bad blue states are, they picked Arena Zryska out of the blue city of Charlotte and Logan Federico. Wait, isn't this a red state? It's supposed to be. But as I told you many times, part of the big part of the problem here is that we are the only state where the legislature picks the judges, not the voters who actually have some sense and are not completely corrupted by trial lawyers who push to select, pay to select, in fact, run their own lawyers so they can select the most lenient judges. Headline. And Fox News uses the word outrageous. Headline, illegal immigrant gets 1 year for hit and run death of University of South Carolina student. How many years could he have gotten? One is the absolute screaming bare minimum, up to 25. Especially with the other charges. Hit and run, no license, illegal immigrant, failure to render aid. Just basically didn't give a damn. Rosali Fernandez Cruz fatally struck University of South Carolina student Nathaniel Baker when he rode his motorcycle. Didn't yield to right away. It's a national story. Now, this is just like, wait, why are we going to do this every week now? An illegal immigrant who pleaded guilty to killing a South Carolina college student, a hit and run, will be released next year. Actually, it's March. Very exciting. After completing his 1 year sentence. Now, the good news is Trump is the president, so he's getting deported. No thanks to our governor. Rosali Fernandez Cruz was admitted to the State Department of Corrections on August 14, 2025, according to South Carolina Department of Corrections records. Now, I'm just going to read this. Robert Kittle, spokesperson for Alan Wilson, says Fernandez Cruz pleaded guilty to hit and run resulting in death. The most serious charge against him. The rest were all dismissed, all three of them. Robert Kittle is the communications director for Alan Wilson. Kittle did acknowledge it's a light sentence. He says there was no plea agreement. And he told Fox News prosecutors informed the judge of other traffic-related charges against Fernandez-Cruz. The judge decided the sentence, which was 1 year out of the 25 he could have gotten. A lot of you want to know who's the judge. The Honorable, I use that word with a smirk on my face, the Honorable Heath P. Taylor, H-E-A-T-H-P Taylor. If you want his public email address, you can email him there because you own it. It's his state address. It is htaylorsc at sccourts.org. That's htaylorsc at sccourts.org. We are good people and we can express our outrage in, I think, civil terms is what I would ask of you. But don't be afraid to express your outrage. Again, his email, htaylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R-S-C at sccourts.org. This loser, let me read from his bio and you'll see where he's coming from. Judge Taylor served as the South Carolina Senate, like so our state house, South Carolina Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman's designee to the South Carolina Sentencing Reform Oversight Committee. Okay, so this is one of these corrupt individuals that's involved in the buying of judges, which unfortunately in our state is almost mandated by the state constitution. It's one of the few states, actually it's the only state in the nation. Virginia does something like it, where the legislators pick the judges. And again, as you know, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars electing legislators who are lawyers so they can then vote pick the judges. And they pick the lamest, most liberal judges so that their clients will get away with, well, really murder. In 2012, he was named to the Super Lawyers Rising Stars list for DUI. Not hard to do when you have the connections he does. The judges just roll over for you. Anyway, that's the Honorable Heath P. Taylor. Illegal immigrant. 1 year for hit and run. Three of the four charges dropped. He could have given him 25. 1 year, Judge? Shame on you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.